Task 4. Terry, Benjamin and Joyce are watching a YouTube video about compact fluorescent lights, CFLs. Listen to the conversation and the video clip and answer the questions below and on the next page. Please note that you do not need to answer in complete sentences. One has been done for you as an example. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 3 minutes to tidy up your answers.
Do you want to watch the video clip I was telling you about? It's an interview with the sales director of one of the world's largest manufacturers of compact fluorescent lights.
Cool! Let's watch it together.
Okay, here we go.
Hello, I'm Vivian Chow, TV journalist and presenter. During the past year, there has been a lot of media coverage about the fact that ordinary light bulbs, like those traditional incandescent types, are not energy efficient. Recently, I spoke to James Anderson, the sales director of GreenTech HK, about this. GreenTech HK is one of the world's largest manufacturers of the new low-energy light bulbs everyone is talking about. Also, there have been talks recently about banning incandescent light bulbs in Hong Kong altogether.
Yes, Vivian. But honestly, I don't think the ban on incandescent light bulbs will happen soon in Hong Kong, despite these bulbs being banned in Europe and the UK. The ban is part of an EU policy to save energy globally. Other developed countries are actually taking part in a voluntary scheme to withdraw these light bulbs from the market. The benefit of changing to low-energy light sources benefits all of us. If 50% of households in Hong Kong used low-energy light bulbs, it would save enough energy to run all the street lighting in Hong Kong for free. So small changes can make a big impact on energy use.
When I first tried one of these compact fluorescent lamps, I found that it produced a different kind of light, and it would take a long time to warm up.
Compact fluorescent lamps have an opaque coating inside them. You do get the same amount of light from the lamp, but it's just radiated over a bigger surface area. So it's a common misconception that they look less bright. They give the same amount of light as traditional lamps.
But when you look at the type of light that comes out of the compact fluorescent lamps, people think it's a bit dimmer, not as bright.
That's true, especially if you use the lower priced fluorescent lamps. But there is a whole variety of lamps that are available now that have different color temperatures. So you should notice no difference at all.
Okay, what about using fluorescent lamps at school? Will it help save energy?
Absolutely. Lighting is a major consumer of energy in the school. Most classrooms are lit mainly with fluorescent lights, but there are places where incandescent lights are used, like in the library, the car park, the music room and the hallways. Compact fluorescent lights use the same technology as overhead fluorescent tubes, like those in the classrooms. Compact fluorescent lights cut energy costs by 75%.
But they are more expensive to buy.
Yes, they cost more to buy, but they save money in the long run. They use only 1/4 of the energy of incandescent light bulbs and last about 10 times longer. They are more environmentally friendly too.
Well, that's it. What do you think, Benjamin?
He has made some good points. Changing to energy-efficient lighting is one of the quickest and easiest ways to reduce our school's electricity bill. I mean, our school is still using incandescent light bulbs in some locations, and we are wasting a lot of energy and money.
That is the end of Task 4 and of Part 3A. You now have 3 minutes to complete your answers to task 4 and to tidy up all your other answers.